Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I am Nathan Baylor. My co-host is Kale Clouston.
Hey, guys.
This is episode 7 of the fastest rising podcast in the world. Having been downloaded in Canada, the United States, Sweden, Japan, Nicaragua, and many, many more.
Everywhere in the world. There's been like 150 different like cities and countries and states that it's been in.
Can I finish?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Welcome, everyone.
On this episode, we have current events, getting caught up with what's going on with us, including a trip to Edmonton, Alberta. We will then transition to the nails.
Yep.
Today, we will be going over the nails of things to do when you're home alone.
Lots to do when you're home alone.
We will debut our newest segment called Fax or Printer, which we will go into once we get there. It's Fax or Printer.
Fax or Printer.
And as always, we finish up with the shower thought of the day.
I got a good one today. Probably my best one yet, even though they've all been really good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, would you like to go over our brand new...
I would love to.
So, for all of our listeners out there, from now on, any events, any kind of not just a regular going out night that we do, we're going to do a quick rating scale.
Yeah.
Kale, would you like to talk about that, please?
Yeah. So, it won't really be like a segment because it won't take a whole... It won't take long, but it'll be something we do every time, like Nathan said, we go to a new event or just something that like isn't a typical weekend. So... it's 1 through 5, our rating scale, and 1 being the worst, obviously. We have a little acronym or synonym, I guess, for it. 1 is shitting pants, which...
The worst thing ever.
Easily the worst thing ever. Yeah. Do not recommend. 2, anxiety, that's what it's called, which sucks, but you'll get through it. So if it's like a concert, it sucked, but...
You got through it, yeah.
Wasted your money, but all right, whatever. 3 is lukewarm water, because that is like the most average thing on Earth. It's...
Besides you, but yeah.
Yeah, basically. We could have just done kale for 3, but lukewarm water is 3. Happy hour is 4. So it's always a good time, but don't sell your soul because happy hour can trick you. You can end up spending just as much money because you think you're getting discounts. So you buy more, it adds up to be the same. So always a good time, but don't sell your soul. That's happy hour. And 5, which is worth dying for, it's the best experience possible, is peak climax.
Yeah, I mean...
Guys and girls.
What else would it be?
Yeah, there's not one thing better than peak climax.
If you haven't experienced peak climax, I would highly recommend.
Yeah. It's nice. It's not bad. So yeah, those are 1 through 5, and I guess we might as well... Should go over the first event that we're going to be rating?
Let's go over...
Also, sorry, that was called Nathan and Kale's Rating Scales.
Nice.
Cool little rhyme.
You love it. You got to love it. All right, the Battle of Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I mean, you basically had, like, for a first hockey game after, like, pre-COVID, like, I've never been to a live hockey game, let alone an NHL game since pre-COVID. You had it all. I mean, you had Connor McJesus, hat trick. You had hastiness on the ice.
You had fights in the stands, basically.
You had brawls in the bathrooms. And you had you had shirtless guys waving their jerseys. So yeah. It was great. It was honestly phenomenal.
And for all you who haven't seen the video, that shirtless guy waving his jersey was, in fact, Nathan.
Yeah, I'll take credit for that.
But
I was that guy.
He's paying tribute to McDavid, who he met 6 years ago that day.
Yeah, which was nuts.
You guys met, and obviously there's some connection because he knew you were in the building, and that's why he got a hat trick.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation. McDavid doesn't just get hat tricks. This is like his second one of his career. The second one against the Flames in like his mini
game. In the last 2 games. Yeah, I mean, I told everyone that if McDavid got a hat trick, I was going to take off my jersey. So
you wanted to, just admit it. You just really wanted to.
I'm a man of my word, so I'm going to take off my jersey.
You were praying he got a hat trick.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, obviously I wasn't those idiots who got beat up. Those 3 Flames guys got beat up by 1 Oilers guy, so good for them.
It was weird because, so we were like, again, I'm not an Oilers fan, not a Flames fan. I'm just kind of mutual. Nathan's obviously borderline diehard Oilers. We both wore Edmonton jerseys. There's one guy and his wife or fiance in front of us wearing an Edmonton jersey. And then in front of them, so 2 away from us, was 3 guys. I'm guessing it looked like probably father and 2 kids, just a young-looking father. Like, I don't know what else it would be.
I don't think he was a father, if I'm being entirely honest. I thought it was just an
older cousin or some shit.
Yeah, I definitely did not think it was
maybe
a father.
Maybe not. But then there was a kid who was our age, roughly, and then a kid who was younger for sure. And they were beaking every time the Flames would score, and we'd go back and forth.
The funny part was, I think it was 3-0 when the Flames got their first goal, so it was 3-1, yeah. And the one kid's, like, flipping off everyone, and then I just kind of, like, gave him, I was like, yeah, buddy, 3-1, like, that's all I said to him, and then he looks at me and goes, you want to come down here? And then I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, no, man, I want to get shirtless.
I was like, no, man, I'm about to get naked for everyone. yeah, so that... Those are the losers that you see at basically, you know, every hockey game trying to beef people for no reason. And then they ended up, the story was the cop told me because I went to the washroom right when it was happening.
Well, so before though, sorry, those three guys and the Oilers guy, they were gone for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you left to go piss or get drinks.
And then I go in there and these three kids are getting cuffed and their blood soaking from their face.
Yeah.
And apparently what happened is these three fucking losers try to jump one guy and they ended up getting their asses kicked.
That's anxiety the next day right there.
So that's what you get for being fucking douchebags.
Yeah. Plus, the Flames lost. It was just a horrible night for those kids.
Yeah, but flip side for us, that was fucking awesome. That was so fun.
You were drinking beers. I was having Caesars, which I know makes my breath stink, but the Caesars at Rogers were so fucking delicious.
It's honestly, God.
And they were cheaper.
The atmosphere, you can almost, feel... When you're at a big event and it's, buzzing, you can feel the electricity in the air. And that was one of those nights. Just the amount of people in there and the fact that the Oilers were having a good night, too, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it helps.
In that case, what would you rate it?
Okay. Personally, and I'm kind of including the whole weekend as well as, so the Battle of Alberta itself was, fucking sick. Give it a 5.
Yeah.
I will give it a 5. The Battle of Alberta itself... was 1,000% peak climax.
Absolutely.
But the only thing on a personal level that I might take it down like a 4.5, so in between happy hour and peak climax, would be because, like you all know, I lost a bet last week and I had to drive. And the next morning, driving from Edmonton to Calgary on no sleep, hungover, no food, just strictly caffeine, was devastating.
Yeah, that's what you get though.
I know. That's why instead of bringing it from 5 down to 3 because of that, I'm just going to bring 4.5 because it was worth it. In the end, it was worth it.
Okay, I'm going to go with a 5, and I'm not just saying this as an Oilers fan. If you are any type of fan, you don't have to be a hockey fan. If you go to a game like this with the atmosphere and say you choose a side, mm-hmm. whether you choose the Oilers or the Flames, it is so much fucking fun to be able to just beat people. Subtle trips, not what those losers were doing. But I would rate it a 5. For anyone who hasn't been to a Battle of Alberta, a highly, a big rivalry game.
Even just Rogers Place in general. It's a sick bar. Yeah,
but big rivalry games just hit different. You just feel like there's a lot more intensity. Mm-hmm. So I'd rate it a 5. I'm going to go with peak climax. So because I did nut at the game. I didn't mean to.
Whoa. So overall, that's a 9.5 out of 10 if you combine both of ours.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good start for Kale and Nathan Kale's rating scales.
Yeah. What else is going on in the world? Oh, I know we're a little late on this one, but that story about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
I love it. I am weed.
It's fucking hilarious because it basically confirms to all the kids out there that if you do drugs, you're going to get the hot girl at the party. So. Yeah.
If you are that drug guy, one who's who I would be, I would see at the party and be like, look at this fucking idiot.
Look at this dweeb.
Why the fuck is this guy here?
Yeah.
But that's Machine Gun Kelly to most people's eyes, and he's got Megan Fox because he is weed.
So all kids out there.
I also feel like Megan Fox might be kind of in a tough spot right now. She seems like a mess. No offense. She seems like she's not the Megan Fox that I fell in love with in Transformers.
I'm going to disagree. I could look at her for hours.
Well, I know. I'm not saying looks-wise. I'm just saying mental health-wise.
I think if you look that good, you should almost never really struggle. Obviously, that's completely wrong.
That's so fucked up to say, actually.
She's just super hot. What can I say?
Wow. Moving on.
That was wrong.
Football is fucking so much fun to watch. We had a fun Sunday when we got back. We probably watched for 7 hours total.
Yeah, roughly. That's what you do.
I'm not going to really go over it step by step, but that Dallas Cowboys against New England Patriots game was fucking almost as intense as the Packers against...
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I've noticed since quitting hockey and quitting sports basically in general is that I have so much more fun watching all sports now. And because I'm a truly sports fan now.
When I played sports, I never watched any sports, especially hockey. When I played hockey, I never watched hockey.
Yeah.
I don't want, it was just too much. I don't want it to be everything of my life. So I didn't watch it. I just played it. And now it's like, now the NHL is back, which is fucking awesome too. And fantasy hockey is back and fantasy football is continuing. Sports in October is, it's just prime.
It's different.
It's prime.
Nothing better in October. We had a bit of a, not a late night on Friday, but you know, we just went out, had a couple of drinks with some friends.
By accident. We were sitting down on the couch, ready to go to bed after we watched an episode of We watched an episode of Breaking Bad and we finished Breaking Bad for the second time. And then we got a call from a friend at like 10:30 saying, come out. And that's literally all it takes for me and you to go out is just someone saying, come out.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something you really want to admit to the public, but
it's not. It's really
keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
But that night, I've never felt more powerful in my life, I'm being entirely honest. So,
oh, and why is that, Bells?
You know how last episode I mentioned how, like, you know, if I'm horny, I'll just Snapchat girls and say, hey, send me a video making out with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I basically, like, had a dream come true. These two girls were just dancing in front of me at Kraft up top.
Shout out Kraft.
But fuck you guys for not answering our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I had a dream come true. These two girls were just dancing, and I just said, hey, you guys should make out. And, I mean, they did. And holy fuck.
Wow. That's all it takes? Quick question for the girls out there. Is that all it takes when you're drunk? Is that all it takes? Is just some douchebag named Nathan with slick back blonde hair asking you, more actually telling you to make out?
You think it would take more than that? I don't know. That's a lot of power.
It's
blonde hair, blue eyes, 6 feet tall.
Not 6 feet tall. Actually, there's a few girls taller than you I saw at the bar the other night. How's that make you feel?
Because they had heels on.
So 2-inch heels, they're 5'8". Makes them 5'10". That's your height.
I'm not 5'10". I'm literally 5'11" and a half. That's why I round up.
Okay, little bud.
Little bud.
That's about it. School is still school. I don't even fucking want to talk about it.
Can you stop talking about boring shit like school?
Yeah, that's why I said I'm not going to.
Yeah, thank you.
I felt like shit this morning. I woke up really early, and then I fucking immediately went back to sleep because I felt so ill. I felt like I had, it was like the sweats, but I wasn't sweating. You know how like your body aches when you have the sweats?
Yeah, but I think the funniest part about this whole situation is that I didn't fucking ask how you were feeling this morning.
Okay, man. Really? What if I just wanted to tell you?
I don't care.
When you're sick, first thing I do is, want me to make you some soup?
Isaac, you've never done anything for me when I'm
sick. I asked.
You just tell me I'm a
pussy. You always say, get the fuck out of my room.
Just because I have a bad immune system, you make fun of me.
You actually have easily the worst immune system out of anybody I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
fair enough. I don't have AIDS yet.
Can I ask you a serious question, though?
No. Yeah. No, because every time you actually ask me, can it be serious? It's not serious.
Name one non-serious question I've asked you.
I can't. I can't name a serious one you've ever asked me.
I said name one non-serious one.
Okay, you asked me the other day if I wanted to shower with you.
You don't have to lie.
You were kidding, right?
You don't have to lie.
I'm not lying. You literally said...
I could have gone off with like three questions that I've asked you in the last like few days.
No.
And then you could have gone with something.
You came into my room when I was ready for bed, naked, and said, want to hop in the shower with me? I'm quick rinse off. Yeah, man, deny it, right? Keep denying it.
I just don't think you'd lie.
You asked the question
I'll be honest. This is one of the questions I asked you. I said, if I was a girl, would you date me? That is one of the questions I asked you.
And what do I say every time?
You don't say anything.
I say, no, I would just smash.
All right.
I'll answer a serious question.
If you were like an extremely famous person, how upset would you be if your family went to Twitter to defend you every single time something didn't go your way? Like, how upset would you be?
If they went and didn't defend me?
No, if they did. Like, so say, like, something goes wrong in your life, and all of a sudden they just, like, wouldn't you rather just say, like, I'll deal with the heat as opposed to... Because this is what happened is Patrick Mahomes right now, in the last 2 weeks, his mom and his wife have gone to Twitter to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not bringing up this because football. I'm just bringing up, like, if a famous person did this and their family was defending him, I'd be like, no, guys, let me take the heat. Let me deal with this shit.
Yeah, I mean...
Which, I mean, that's what's going to happen with me soon because of our podcast blowing up.
So, to answer your question, I personally wouldn't want them to defend me. But I think in the case you just said, the Patrick Mahomes case, that makes him seem... Like, it makes him look soft that his mother and his wife are doing it. It's like his father... I mean, this sounds really bad. It sounds sexist. I'm not trying to. But it does... It makes you look soft if your mommy is defending you on Twitter.
And
when you're a $500 million dollar contract player
in
the NFL.
So what you're saying is it's confirmed that Patrick Mahomes is both a simp and a mommy's boy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, did you see his brother?
Yeah, that's fucked.
Dancing on the memorial.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I hate what's Jackson Mahomes. I fucking hate him.
Yeah,
like, he makes me cringe, man. He shivers my timbers. Yeah. That's for sure.
We could literally do an entire segment dedicated to him, but I think I would just.
I think like, as of right now, I don't want to ever talk about him ever again, because we're just giving him clout right now, which he doesn't deserve.
No one follow him on TikTok.
Should go back and
terrible.
Bleep out his
name. Bleep out his name. Nails. Let's go with fucking nails. All right.
Nails?
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Woo! All right. Nails of being home alone. I think we both kind of have an idea
where this is going.
To where this would go. I'm pretty confident in mine. I think mine is really relatable.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will be like, holy fuck, I do that.
I honestly think this will be, like, one of the things just,
this isn't
like,
going to be as funny as a list as, like, other ones. Because it's not, you can't get really as creative. Because it's more like, shit, I do that. As opposed to,
yeah,
holy
like,
fuck.
Like, oh my god, you do that when you're home alone? Nah, but, like, I think this might end up being kind of like the last, like, small little one-answer nails. Where, like, the Ryan Reynolds and Seth Rogen. Where whoever gets the first one might take this one.
Yeah.
There's a really strong number two in my books, but I think my one is like, that's good.
Okay. Okay, I will.
You flip last time, want me to flip?
Sure, you can flip it. I don't care.
Coin
flip. Okay, call in the air. Heads.
It's heads.
All right, well, I mean, masturbate.
Fuck, yeah. That's, what else is there to do, really, realistically?
Like, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself if you've never done it.
And again, that's for males and females.
And I mean, that's the thing is like, I mean, you get that dopamine release in your body. It's fucking awesome. And you can't complain. Like, it's just something everyone does.
Yep.
All ages, all sexes, all genders. I mean, it's just what you do. It just feels good to do. And it's good for your mental health. So.
And it's, yeah. Peak climax is great for mental health.
Yeah. So
100%. Yeah, masturbation, that was my one for sure. That's definitely, as soon as I realize I'm home alone, I'm like, fuck, I should.
Well, that's kind of fucked up. That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
You just fucking said it as your one, pal.
It's the number one thing I do. It's not like every single time I'm home alone and I'm just like,
that's
kinda, I need to beat one out.
That's definitely a printer.
That's not.
All right, so that's a really good one. Mine would be just to fucking sleep in. Stay in your bed and just sleep.
Just sleep? Okay.
Just sleep, man. Nothing better than sleep. It's
true. You know what? When you're kind of by yourself and bored, that's just kind of one of the things you go to.
It's more like what you naturally end up doing because there's no one to talk to.
What you do actually is usually
you masturbate
before and then, yeah.
Or you masturbate then sleep. So we're on like a nice steps here.
Do you clean up after or do you just fall asleep right after?
Damn, that's really personal. I definitely clean up.
That's weird.
What was that noise?
I think the camera might have turned off.
Really?
That would fucking suck. We'll figure it out. We're not YouTubers yet.
That would really suck. Oh yeah, we're also, by the way, guys, we're recording this.
I think it just turned off though, so fuck me.
That sucks.
Fuck. Number two for me, I'm gonna go with eating food.
Yep.
Okay, but not just eating food, but like when you're in the mindset of that you're so bored that you literally just go from the couch to the kitchen. Like, remember there was that one time while you were doing school, so basically I was like home alone because I just, like, you were just basically a ghost there. Remember that time I literally made myself a 3-course meal from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know, I literally came home and you told me, you're like, man, I've been so bored, I've just been fucking eating all day. And you had like 4 plates of pasta, like 2 bowls of soup.
And grilled
cheese. You probably masturbated and probably slept.
I did a lot of things that night.
You know what else you probably did, which is my number two? You probably snooped. You're probably snooping around. When you're home alone, what's stopping you from snooping around?
Snooping around where? Like into your room and shit?
Anyway, yeah, probably. I've caught you in my room a few times the past couple of nights.
Yeah, but the only time I'm like in your room is when I'm naked.
Exactly. My number two is snoop around. When I was home alone as a kid, which was obviously I was a kid, it was like a certain age where you're not allowed being home alone, but if you are, fuck, you go snoop. You go in your brother's room, you go in your sister's room, you even go in your parents' room trying to find Christmas gifts if it's near Christmas. You snoop. If you're home alone,
people snoop. You're a terrible child if you look for your Christmas shit before
Christmas.
Dude,
who the fuck hasn't? You had no childhood if you didn't try to find your Christmas
gifts. Well, yeah, I'm not going to the North Pole to snoop around Santa's place. Like, you don't believe in Santa?
No, Santa's real.
It's fucked up, man. You're a terrible influence of the kids on this show.
Yeah, a lot of kids watch it.
Okay, my number three. I'm going to go with social media binge.
Mm-hmm.
So basically snooping, but social media-wise. So
you're snooping on social media?
Where you go down a rabbit hole of starting by like looking at beautiful girls' viscos, and then next thing you know, you're like on her Facebook trying to find her birthday to see if your horoscopes are compatible with one another's based upon the time you were both born.
Pisces. We're both Pisces. That's cool. I wonder if that, you think, actually, I've actually talked to a few girls and I've hung with a few girls that legit matters to them.
There's a lot of girls
who think it matters. And I don't understand it.
I hate it. Like, there are some girls who put legit, like, weight into your horse.
That guy's a fucking Sagittarius?
Our moons aren't compatible.
Oh, shit, that guy's a fucking Cancer? That guy's a Gemini? That guy's a... What else is there?
His moon is Pisces. His sun is Gemini. Like, what are we going to do? Like, we can't win with those girls, man, because they always find an excuse for it not to be compatible.
Even if, like, I don't know, let's just say, for example, Pisces is, like, the most passionate one, which who knows, it could be. There's going to be one time where a girl will be like, you're not really acting very Pisces right now. It's like, holy fuck. You want to get one punched?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't condone that. It's a good number three. My number three is going to be watch Netflix.
Yeah, I mean.
Just catch up on some TV shows.
Yeah.
A Netflix binge.
Netflix binge. Yeah, that's good. I mean, we all do it. We all go down that
road. And that could almost go hand in hand. Like, if you could be watching Netflix for 8 hours a day while also on your social media, while also masturbating.
Yeah.
While also eating food.
It all goes together. It's something you do in an entire day of being home alone.
Yeah, facts. Facts in the printer.
Okay, number four. I'm going to go with trying to get someone over.
Yeah.
So calling your friends to come over just to, you know, hang out, watch a movie, watch a show.
Play
some card games. Or, I mean, proceeding masturbating when you're trying to get a girl over until you finally accept defeat and then just pull up porn up.
Unless you finish and then she's like, yeah, I'm on my way. It's like, oh, I'm actually sleeping.
Post nut clarity, it's different.
That's a good one. My number four, which I'm actually surprised wasn't said earlier, is fucking play video games.
Yeah, I haven't played video games for a few months, but yeah. Absolutely.
I know, something you do. 100p. Video games is a huge... When you're home alone, like a day off, video games is like a go-to other than masturbating. Damn.
That shit wild.
A lot of masturbating.
Okay, my last one?
This is the fifth.
Okay, having a nice bath.
Yeah, I was going to say that for my last one.
Having a nice bath.
Spa day, hey?
I love just sitting in a bath when it's just kind of dead silent and you're on your phone. And then you just kind of let the water soak up all your sins.
Yeah, when you went home for Thanksgiving, you were gone for two nights. I was only gone for one. The one night, the Saturday when I was still here by myself, I literally just sat in the bathtub, and quite literally... had a candle lit and had a solo cup of wine for like an hour and a half, man.
When do you know when to get out?
When it starts getting cold.
When the water does?
Because like I don't like, I'm not really good at like hot temperature water. Like if I have a shower, it can't be fucking burning hot. Like a lot of girls like it. Same for a bath. When I put my feet in, it's like, ow, this isn't even comfortable. It has to be like hot, but not too hot. So it definitely cools off a lot faster than it would if it was hot. But it's also like I was also in pain, so I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit here in this lukewarm, average water for another half an hour and finish this wine.
That was probably the longest explanation anyone's ever had in regards.
Well, yeah,
temperature of their bath water. Right. You could have just said, "I just go into like warm water, not hot, but warm."
Facts.
For me, I get out when I start sweating too much because I like hot baths. So for me, like once I'm like, "Holy fuck! Like I'm overheating. I need to get out."
Yeah,
that's what I do for me because I have really sensitive, white, pasty skin, and it just starts getting profusely sweaty.
Facts.
I like my list. You're up. Let's see what you got.
This one is something that, I mean, you probably won't agree with, but it's something I honestly fucking just love to do whenever I'm bored. Clean.
Yeah.
Like, I actually legit cleaning, which, hey, girls out there, I'll clean.
That's sexist.
I'm a clean guy. No, I'm saying, hey, girls, I'm a guy who cleans.
I thought you were
Holy fuck.
I thought you were going to say, no. All right, guys, like, I clean.
Oh, my God. No, but, like, I literally, like.
Everyone cleans equal.
I think there was one day where, again, you were in Okotoks, and you were on your way back. You hopped in with a few buddies or a couple buddies. Then when you guys got here, I was here for only, like, an hour by myself. I literally, like, fucking moved the couch, cleaned up, did the dishes, swept, fucking wet jetted.
Another good explanation. Thank you for explaining cleaning for everyone.
Fucking clean my bed. I always clean my bed too and tuck it in.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining cleaning though.
I'm sure
everyone was like, thank you, Kale, for
Nathan's for five nails picks for things you do when you're home alone. 1, masturbate. 2, eat food. 3, social media binge. 4, try to get someone over. 5, have a nice bath. Great 5, Nathan. Kale's 5 nails picks for things you do when you're home alone. 1, sleep. 2, snoop around. 3, Netflix binge. 4, play video games. And 5, which I was not being sexist earlier, was clean.
Yeah, I know, you weren't. That's what I thought. I was pretty fucked
up. Don't ever fucking call me out for that shit again.
It's pretty fucked up. Yeah. Did you have any good extra ones? I didn't. I used up.
Yeah.
You used up basically all of mine. Honestly.
So, yeah, one of mine was watch sports, but, like, watching sports and, like, social media, Netflix, all kind of similar.
Yeah.
And there might not be sports on that day, right? You can always watch Netflix. I also had rearrange your closet. And I also had...
Technically goes with cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. And I also have drink. Have a few beers. But that's just fucked up. Only sad people out. Sad boy hours.
I personally don't like just having a drink to have a drink yet. I haven't really got to that point where my life's too stressed out yet. No offense.
It's fun.
The only one that I had out of my 10 that actually wasn't said was listen to a podcast. Oh. But when I'm home alone, like I'd rather throw it up on a TV than just listen to it. Because obviously it's just more visual. Kind of like watching a show.
Kind of like what we're trying to do now with filming this.
Yeah, but I don't...
I'm going to go quickly go look.
Okay. Yeah, but like... I think it's just more visual, but I'm pretty fucking pissed off right now because I think the camera just shut off for some reason.
It's black. I don't know.
It might still be recording. Who knows? We'll figure it out after.
Nothing?
Just sit down. We have a podcast to record. That's right. Do what daddy says.
Fuck off.
All right. That was good. Good lessons.
Those are good nails. Fucking right.
Our nails are getting more close. Like, that was pretty even both ways, I'd say.
Yeah.
Fax, no printer.
This is a new... motherfucking segment.
I think it's gonna be really fun, not because of the segment itself, but basically what we're gonna do here is both of us have 5 facts or lies,
which is fact, you know, like facts machine, facts or printer,
facts or printer. So facts,
you've all heard that,
obviously
before.
True printers are cap slash lies.
We couldn't say fact or cap because that's already been taken from someone.
Yeah, so because they're losers. So what we're going to do is we each have 5. You could have 5 lies. You could have 5 truths. You could have 3 and 2. Basically, what we're going to do is both of us say either a fact or a lie, and the other person has to guess if it's true or not. And the loser has to prank call someone with a given scenario. Today's given scenario, the loser has to call someone telling them that they got a girl pregnant. And you have to stay in character for at least 60 seconds.
Like, it's going to be hard not to break character depending on who we call, but it's... I'm confident. If I lose, I'll be able to do it.
I'll just zone it. Like, it's one of those things where, like, you got to find your inner, like, Leonardo DiCaprio and just get in character.
And, it's just...
You're just overthinking it. I think it's going to be fine regardless. Worst case scenario, I have to bleep out some names, but...
Yeah.
Loser
has to call someone and say for 60 seconds in character that they got a girl pregnant.
Which has never happened, for the record.
No.
Just throwing that out there for legal purposes.
That's nice.
Would you want to go first or do you want me to?
I think we should go... Are we going to go like all 5 or like 1 by 1?
I was going to go 1-1.
Okay, yeah. I'll go first then.
Okay.
Canada has the most... Sorry. Fuck. Wow. I'm going to restart quick.
Jesus.
Canada has more gravity than anywhere in the world. What do you think? True or false? Facts or printer? That's Canada has more gravity than anywhere else
gravity.
In the world. Like more gravitational pull.
That's printer.
You think so?
Yeah, that's printer.
You think Canada does not have
how
the
many
most.
Times do you want me to say it? It's printer.
You're right. Nice. That is false. Canada actually has the least gravity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how is that possible? What is it? What's like the?
I don't know. It's where
did
the north.
You save the explanation.
No, there wasn't really any explanation. But I know that like it's just the North Pole has the most gravitational pull. Gravitation. Canada's close to the North Pole, which has the least gravitational force.
I'm not really a science guy, but if the poles have the most.
No, it has the least. South Pole has the most. North Pole has the least.
Okay.
Canada's closest to the North Pole, therefore it has the least.
Still confuses the
I made that up completely, but I'm pretty sure that's the reasoning.
I'm not sure. Okay, I got a point there.
Yeah.
Okay. My first one, it took the creator of the Rubik's Cube 1 month before he was able to solve it. The creator of the Rubik's Cube.
That's printer.
You think that's a lie?
Yeah, it's a lie.
It is actually facts.
Really?
The creator of the Rubik's Cube was not able to do it for more than a month. And the record is now 3.47 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
So, which for me, like I've never been able to solve it except for when I took the stickers off as a kid and literally put them
that's
on
fast.
To impress my parents. They found out, obviously, because I'm a disappointment. So.
Yep.
Round one goes Nathan. One rip, baby.
Yeah, good job.
All right.
Good job, man. Two. The Cookie Monster's real name is Sid.
The Cookie Monster?
Yeah.
He was my favorite as a kid.
His real name is Sid.
It's a printer.
That's true.
Really?
Cookie Monster's real name is Sid.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, how fucked out? That fucks me up, man.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm going to go with this one. Okay. Pakistan officials once arrested four donkeys for suspicion of espionage against the government.
That's fact.
It's the printer.
Really? Fuck.
I got inspiration from that because Iran actually arrested 14 squirrels one time for suspicion of espionage. So I guess someone trained some squirrels and then the squirrels got arrested. So I'm going to have to figure out how to train some squirrels. I think that'd be fucking sick.
That'd be fucking sick.
We should actually get some pet squirrels. I think it'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What?
They'd probably jump off our balcony and die.
What if we got flying squirrels?
Sugar gliders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Used to have one.
I don't know shit around here. Okay, still up one rep.
Three.
Let's go.
Benjamin Harrison, the U.S. president, was the shortest in American history at 5'5".
I'm going to go with printer.
That's true.
God damn it.
Yep. 5'5" is the shortest American president.
I thought there would
the tallest is Abraham Lincoln at 6'4".
I thought he actually would have been. I thought someone might have been shorter, but I guess you can't really have a short king as your president.
I like that. No short kings an American president.
All right, my turn. Okay, so you need to get one here.
I do need one here.
Okay, you are more likely to get killed by a coconut than you are a shark.
That's facts.
Yeah, that was one. I don't know why I went that one.
That was
pretty easy.
I think everyone in the world actually knows that. That's that.
My first one was vending machines.
That's also facts.
Yeah, vending machines are more than.
I knew that one. Actually, I knew that one. That's legit. When you said the whole shark thing, I thought of like the vending machine stats.
Yeah,
that's like a known.
It's literally like, so coconuts kill 150 people a year. Vending machines kill 11, and then sharks are responsible for only 10. So it's that close.
Damn.
Between vending machines and sharks. So next time you guys are seeing a vending machine, wear a helmet. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Please wear a helmet.
For the love of God.
Wow. Fucking right.
Okay, so I'm still up. Oh no, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Okay, so now what do we decide? Do we want to just overtime now or do one more?
I think since we're tied up now, we're gonna have to go to overtime.
Okay. That's okay. Overtime. So, I guess it's sudden death.
Basically, it's sudden death. First one to get one wrong, first one to get one right.
All right, Nathan. So, Edgar Allan Poe, the famous poet / book writer, admitted to having sexual relations with his dog, Frankie.
Huh, that's pretty fucked up. I don't know what's more fucked up. If I say printer, then you came up with it. But if I say facts, then that's pretty fucked up. It's gotta be facts.
It's printer. I made that up. I completely made that up. And I literally, when I was writing, I'm like, fuck, Bill's just going to so be like, why up, the fuck?
Why would you come on?
Oh my God. Man. That is fucked up. But I knew it would fucking take your mind on a spin. Yeah, we're not on teams here. We're opponents.
The average speed of ejaculation is 75 kilometers per hour.
The average speed of ejaculation is 75 miles or kilometers?
75 kilometers per hour is my bad.
The average ejaculation speed is 75 kilometers per hour.
It translates to about, if I do the math, it'd be around 45 miles per hour. I know, it's tough.
That's printer.
You think it's printer?
Yeah.
It is.
It's printer?
Let's go! The average speed is actually 45, so it's a bit slower. 45 kilometers and then 28 miles per
That's
hour.
That's why I asked you like the conversion, because I'm like, oh, I might fuck him up here. He might have been just like capping about the conversions.
Fuck. Okay.
Fucking right. What a comeback for Kale.
Okay, I'm gonna hold up to the phone. Okay. Can you get your timer out so I know when my time's up?
Are we going to say the name of the person you're calling, or are we going to bleep it out? That's or should we ask them after? I guess we'll ask them. Say their name for now, then we'll ask them after, before we post this. Like, hey, when was
people will recognize his voice, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. He'll be okay with it, too.
I'm going to... Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Wait till he answers.
Yeah. See, I wish it was fucking filming.
Shut up.
Oh, I can't talk.
Hey man, do you have a second to talk?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
You know, I took that one girl home from National a while back.
Which one?
You know, the one that I told you did some crazy things.
Yeah.
I kind of got her pregnant.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah, I had to kind of get it off my chest, man. I was freaking out all day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I just said that. I basically just said, like, obviously we gotta, like, get rid of it.
What did you say?
Well, yeah, but she has to come back here now to talk about it.
Where is she from?
She's from up north somewhere. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, that's fucked, dude. Are you just spray inside of her or what, man?
Man, my pull-up game just sucks.
Your what?
My pull-up game just sucks, I guess.
Dang, bro. Well, at least she's on board with getting rid of it, right?
I mean, yeah, I didn't want to become a baby daddy already. Okay, it's a lie. I was just fucking with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
What?
I believed it, bro.
That was actually fucking good. That was believable. Holy shit.
Okay, I got to go. I got a podcast to record.
I was trying to be fucking, like, serious tonight, too. I was just smiling the whole time.
Okay, that fuck you for being a terrible friend, man.
Holy fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go be a podcaster.
Are you fucking record me?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, that was good. You showed me the timer at like 45, yeah, and I was like, I gotta keep going.
That was like, it was like a slow minute. It was a quick minute. Fuck, that was good, Bales. Good for you. I'm proud of you for that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God, that was fucking awesome.
I don't know. He does have a good point. Like, I think for our friend group, like, I mean, if it did happen, like, legit, I think, obviously, I would do exactly what he did. I'd play the part, and then I'd be like, holy fuck,
man. You know what I would do? I would be like, I would be there for you, and then if you, like, once we hung up, I would, like, immediately call another buddy of ours and be like, dude, this fucking Baylor kid just knocked up that bitch from National, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, dude, holy fuck.
I would definitely talk behind your back and make fun of you for sure.
I also don't know if I would, I don't know if I would actually tell anyone if I did do it. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know if I would.
Depends.
Because I don't.
It depends if it's like a if you love that girl.
Well, yeah, but like, say if it was just like a pick me up. Mm-hmm. Like, would you tell anyone? Because I don't fucking think I would. I think I would just be like, you know what? I'm gonna deal with this myself.
If it was a girl like I went home with from the bar one night and then like didn't really have much communication with after the fact, other than hey, I'm pregnant, I would not tell a single person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of.
But if it was like a that girl that I had been there. Like the boys like knew I was talking to for like a while, we were not like. Not even, like, necessarily dating, but, like, hanging out a bit. Hooked up a few times. Like, comfortable around the boys kind of thing. I would probably tell them. At least a couple of them. Like, I would tell you probably first. Or I'd tell, like, I don't know.
I can't believe you didn't say anything like, man, you should put on a condom or something.
He said, what, did you just spray inside her?
Oh, man.
That's fucking awesome.
That was good. That was a good first facts or printer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to top the scenarios, but I think we'll be able, like, you can easily come up with some good ones for that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will be hard to top, but there'll be good ones. Like, I think this is a good one to start because then everyone's going to be engaged. You'll be like, fucking right. That was Back sick. Do it again.
Some fucking loser has to do a prank call. Fuck, man. I haven't done an actual prank call in a while, to be honest.
Prank calls used to be so much fun. There used to be this app, actually. I got a phone call from a friend one time. Well, from an unknown fucking number. Talked for like 15 minutes, and then like a month later, I got sent the recording of me in that conversation. And it was a friend of mine who went on this website, not sure what it's called, probably like prankcall.com, where like you press play, as in play is like calling my phone number. Let's say I'm calling you. I would put your number.
No, I got it. I got what you're saying, bro.
And it would record the conversation, but it wouldn't be me talking. It'd be like someone on the computer being like, just like that, hey, man.
A recording?
Like, hey, I'm pregnant. It'd be a recording.
Yeah, that's sick.
So, like, it's kind of hard.
It's like, by far the funniest prank call in the entire world in the history of prank calls goes to that John Cena one where it just calls the lady over and over. And it's like, yeah, like, do you like summer? Do you enjoy, like, a good time enjoying the outdoors? We'll get ready for SummerSlam headlined by John Cena. And she just, shut the fuck up. Stop calling this number.
Same chick, like, 20 times.
She was pissed. That was phenomenal. That was... I could watch that video right now and I'd still laugh at it, yeah. Even though I probably watched it probably dozens of times.
No, but prank calling used to be fucking the most fun shit of all time.
That's how I would get girls back in the day.
Prank call them?
Oh, yeah.
Be like, hey, you have a nice ass? And then hang up?
No, I'd be like, hey, like, Nathan really likes you. This isn't Nathan, by the way.
Yeah.
This isn't Nathan, by the way.
Nathan thinks you're hot. And by the way, this is just his friend. This isn't Nathan.
Yeah.
Nathan told me to call you, though.
Oh, that's fucking painful. Mm-hmm. The things I put myself through as a kid.
Man, as if you went right, then wrong, 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 and I went wrong, wrong, right, right. That was a comeback there.
Yeah, that's kind of how games work sometimes, isn't it? Your explanations today have just kind of been really dumbed down. You're kind of just explaining shit that we don't have to explain.
How's that sound? Does that sound good?
Yeah, I can shut up now.
Okay, good. Did you have any... Just flashback quick. Any nails honorable mentions? Or was it
the podcast one that I said?
That was it?
Yeah, basically you used up all mine.
Yeah, basically. Here's my 10. I had masturbate, snoop, sleep, watch Netflix, watch sports, cook, rearrange closet, have a spa day, drink. Or I had FaceTime your buddies. But you said that, like, call someone to come hang out.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for another awesome explanation.
Yeah, of course. That's what I do.
Do you use condoms?
I'm not answering that. Which I guess that basically means
you basically answered that. The politically correct answer would be yes, absolutely. Yeah, I would not put myself at risk.
No, I do.
To an STI.
No, I do. I do.
Okay.
I use condoms and I pull out. And I actually
that is smart.
Condoms
only work 99% of the time.
And I don't even climax either.
Yeah, you know what I do just to be really safe with the girl is, like, I have sex with her with the condom on, pull out, go to the washroom, and then I jerk off to finish. That way it's not remotely close to her.
What I do is I just put, like, 5 minutes, like, a few pumps, take it off, put a new one back on just so it's clean, and no one's getting any possible STDs, STIs, and then I just pull out when I'm about to finish and then just stop.
So you don't peak climax?
Mm-mm. The only time I peak climax is usually at concerts or other events.
That sounds pretty fucked up, man.
No, I usually peak climax like...
You're that guy night. Who sneaks into those little back rooms, hey? at events.
Yeah. No. Nah, man.
That was a fast-moving pod so far. We're at 45.
Yeah, we got... Well, we still have Shower Thought.
Shower Thought and special announcement. Special announcement for Saturday night, baby.
Yeah. Let's just do the announcement right now.
Let's do the announcement.
Special announcement!
I really fucking hated that.
Can you edit that out, please?
I don't know how to use GarageBand yet, man. If I'm being honest. Okay, special announcement.
I'm saying it because I fucking want it. Fair and square.
Okay, this is something that will be happening quite regularly once we get more popular.
Yes, sir. So, this Saturday, October 23rd, make your way down to the back alley just off McLeod Trail, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Minimal Filters has two VIP tables for the people. Bottle service, one bottle each table. That's a
table.
That's a $300 bottle
for times two. Hold on.
$600 for free. Here's what happened. There was a poll on Instagram. Just kidding. They reached out to us.
They said, holy fuck, it's Minimal Filters. They said, Minimal Filters, would you guys be able to give us a shout out? In return, we will give you guys free bottle service.
Now, here's the thing. There was actually...
No, don't tell them exactly what happened. It doesn't make it sound as cool.
Well, that's too late now. It's kind of funny how it all happened, so I have to say it. It's fucking hilarious.
See, here's the thing is you're going to say it's hilarious, and then no one's going to laugh at this part.
I will. That's all I fucking care
about. Okay. Make yourself laugh.
There was this Instagram post that Back Alley made where it was tag three of your friends, follow this, and this, whatever. There's about, there's about like 650 comments on it. And not only did I not even comment, I was tagged in it. The Back Alley picked me. So it was like Saturday morning. I woke up and I'm like, wait, I got a fucking DM from Back Alley. And they're like, congratulations, you won. Free VIP. At least 8 people come. Free entrance. No wait in the line. Bottle service. $3 drinks for an hour and a half. And then just yesterday, so almost like 4 days later, another buddy of ours got the other table.
Damn, dude.
So that's at least 16 people. So out of other like 150,000 fans, it might be hard to like dim it down to 16.
Well, you know what I'll do is I'll sit in the VIP at first. And then like you and I can sit in there. And then we'll kick everyone else out. And we'll let fans rotate in and out to take pictures with us.
Any like super hot girls want to come? Like we sign tits. We love signing
basically,
tits.
Basically, the only reason we're saying this is that we want to have a sick party. And everyone is for guest list. So Minimal Filters at the Back Alley
and
on Saturday night.
One table is Minimal Filters and one table is Kale Clouston. I think what we're going to do is that when we get there quick, we'll take up the Kale Clouston table. And then when fans come in, they come in as, hey, we're here for the Minimal Filters table, VIP. Let me the fuck in your Back Alley Club, bitch.
They're going to let all of our fans in. We basically own the place at this point.
They also said there's no limit, so...
Well, everyone's allowed to come.
Yeah. And if you're listening right now, Saturday, October 23rd, this upcoming Saturday, at 9 o'clock, come to Back Alley. 9 to 10:15 is $3 drinks.
10:30. 9 to 10:30.
Sorry,
$3 drinks.
And then anywhere between 9 and 10:15, the bottle will come out for us to fucking just take shots of.
Yeah, I will share some of my free sick bottle. It feels good to be a celebrity. I mean, you get shit like this happen more often.
Being a celeb is actually, it's fucking nice, man. I always thought, oh, being a celeb must suck. I never thought that, actually.
I never thought that. I've always wanted to be one, and now I am, so.
Yeah, now we're fucking celebs. It was 3 years ago. For our 18th? No, it was 2 years ago.
For our 18th was Noke Tokes. Our 19th was one at the Back.
So again, for all of you who don't know, our birthdays are 3 days apart. Mine and Nathan's.
It was our 20th, sorry.
No, it wasn't last year.
It was our 20th. Remember, it was right before COVID hit. We were able to go out that weekend. So we were able, like literally the last time I ever went out was to the Back Alley pre-COVID.
Oh yeah, we're 21. Holy fuck, we're almost 22.
Jesus.
Our 20th, we went out to the Back Alley and had VIP. And I'm not trying to like fucking, well, I am trying to make you like, arrive, like, come.
Dude, bonk. Like...
No, I'm trying to make you show up.
Words.
Trying to make you show up. Arrive to the occasion. The vodka that we had tasted like fucking cotton candy.
It did. It was fucking phenomenal. I'll be honest. It was a good experience. I remember nothing because I was pretty much blacked out before we got there. Luckily, the bouncers didn't kick me out even though I ended up dancing with a 40-year-old mom and then getting slapped in the face by another one, so...
I had a fucking... I'm not going to describe to go into, but I had a fucking bad night that night. And I ended up throwing up. That's all I'm going to say is that the cotton candy vodka tastes just as good on the way out than it does on the way in. So show up. Cool. October 23rd, Saturday, 9 o'clock. Let me know. Let Nathan know. We want you all there. Dress sexy. Bring a Sharpie. We'll sign your tits.
Yeah. I'll sign dudes' dicks.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. We're a
quality.
We're a dick signing friendly podcast, too.
Yeah.
We should probably put that in our bio, eh?
No.
No? Just no, say it now. So. It's one time only.
Just say it on here, okay. And we'll pretend that it never happened ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Shower thought of the day.
You go first, Bills. Shower thought of the day, which we always do every single podcast at the very end. Shower thought of the day.
Obviously, my first few weren't very good, but I've been on a good streak right now, and it's going to continue. My shower thought of the day is, what if oxygen is actually just a less potent toxin that takes 80 to 100 years to take effect on humans?
So, cool how you Googled that instead of actually thought about it in the shower. That's cool.
What?
It's cool
how you Googled that. I've told you this many times, is that when it comes to shower thoughts, I only think about real life in the shower.
Yeah.
I don't have these crazy thoughts.
That one is actually fucked up.
You know what I think about in the shower?
Girls.
How naked. To make my podcast better.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, me too. But anyways, that actually is fucking true. I actually legit believe that.
Because like, what if there wasn't oxygen? What if we all just lived forever?
Yeah. What if oxygen is just like literally, a potent toxin?
But then again, I think we do need oxygen to live, so.
Where's the proof?
Fuck.
Is there proof? Maybe trees. There's definitely no. You know how trees breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out
O2? There's definitely no truth at all.
There's not.
There's no.
You know how trees photosynthesize and plants do? They bring in CO2 and breathe out O2 for us?
Yeah.
What if they literally breathe in the CO2 because it's like, oh, yes, this is so good for me. I'm going to breathe out this bad O2 for the air or for the rest of the people to, like, inhale.
So what you're saying is trees are the fucking...
What I'm saying is that trees were here first, and they fucking know it, so they're trying to get us out of here.
And they're still here.
Yep.
They've been here from the beginning.
They're trying to get us out.
Is that your shower thought?
No, my shower thought.
Man, well, no, it's cool. But, like...
We're talking about your thought. I fucking like
point,
this.
In your point, though, like, a tree, like, think about, in that case, tree. If trees are the ones that create oxygen... And then oxygen is the toxin that's killing us all. What if trees are actually the biggest murderers in the history of the world?
100% they are. 100%. Easily. I completely agree with that.
It is confirmed. Minimal Filters podcast has scientifically confirmed that trees are the biggest murderers in the history
of the world. You heard it here first.
Don't question it. Don't fucking question it. Don't even think about
it. We're trademarking that statement.
Trees are murderers.
Trees.
Actually, I think we might get attacked by like environmental groups if we do that.
I don't give a fuck.
What are they going to do? Sit in front of us?
What are they going to do? Fucking breathe my oxygen? Go ahead. Fucking take it. I don't even want it.
I don't want this shit.
I fucking need it, apparently. No, but like that's why like people who also might agree with us are like, no, quit deforestation because the trees. No. Hold on. Let me think. Now I'm fucked up. Continue deforestation. Trees are murderers.
Trees are killing us.
Fuck yeah.
We're getting sued for sure for that one.
Absolutely. We should just cut that and move on to mine. My shower thought of the day, which is actually fucking sick. You know, I'm going to do it right now. Face that way, Bills. We're doing it right now. We're going to do it visually for ourselves, but audibly.
You have to get closer to your mic, though.
Yeah, sorry. Face that wall. The person closest to your left is the person farthest to your right.
Good point.
How sick is that? And you can literally change that?
No, but think about it. My left. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, the person closest to your left or your right, whatever, vice versa works. The person closest to your left is furthest in the world to your right. Yeah. They have to travel a full circle. Wait, no, theirs is flat. A full
100-meter dash.
What if you go there and back, then you're still in the
How
right
big
side.
Is the world? If like a few kilometers?
No, the world is, I think, I Googled it earlier, 740 kilometers in circumference.
Are you serious? No. I thought it would be way bigger.
No, I think it's actually like 250,000 kilometers in diameter. How
big? Do you think if you could, like, do you think if, say if there was no oceans and shit.
I was wrong.
And you had nothing else to do in your entire life, could you run a lap around the world? Like, say like, hey, I got nothing to do. I'm going to run around the world. It might take me a bazillion days.
Man, this is fucked up because it's actually possible. The Earth's radius, which I'm not sure, is radius center to outside? Like center to top of a circle?
Radius is center. It would be center to the edge of the circle. Circumference
is... So we want circumference?
Dude, stop.
It's spelled circumference of Earth.
Yeah, but you're just embarrassing us right now.
The circumference, okay, so it's not possible. The circumference is 40,000. So like, this is going to sound fucked, but like, driving from like, let's just say you drive to Alberta to Manitoba, border to border, that's 1,100 kilometers. So let's just say it's 1,000 kilometers. If you go there and back, that's 2,000. If you do that just 20 times in your life, which I almost have, I've been there and back to my cabin probably 20 times, which is on the border of Manitoba and Saskatchewan. That's the whole entire distance around the earth. Doing Alberta border to Manitoba border 20 times there and back is the same distance as it would be to travel the earth in its entirety once.
Thanks, man.
Was that one of my explanations? I just went way too far?
Yeah. It's just kind of, you got to recognize like, hey, maybe the listeners don't want to hear my voice right now.
I know.
That's why I keep my stuff short and sweet.
Sorry, I'm effers.
Good pod. Really, it felt fast. It felt like we've only been doing it for 30 minutes, but we're near the end.
Great pod.
You know what I was thinking? Because we shout out our social medias at the end of every episode and it doesn't work. What we need to do
is unfollow.
Say a single social media platform of ours that we'd like support on right now.
Yeah.
All right. For everyone.
Listen up, motherfuckers.
Thank you. Finally, you said something good this pod. For those of you who do not follow us on Instagram, for those of you who do not like our shit on Instagram, fuck you. Give us a follow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, and again, I know that there is more. There's proof. There is more downloads, viewers, listeners, whatever, than there is followers. Just go fucking follow us. We post cool shit.
Everyone's just worried
about their... We post updates.
Everyone's worried about their ratios, dude.
You wait. In a year, you'll be the weirdo if you don't follow MF.
Here's my logic is when I'm famous, I will remember you not following our Instagram, but I will not remember you.
Yeah, facts.
Because I'll be too famous to remember them.
Makes total sense.
So...
Quickly, before our next podcast, we are going to head over, like we said, on Saturday to
the back alley.
That will probably appear in our next week's Nathan and Kale's rating scales.
The Eric Church concert.
Also, on Friday, the day before, we are going to the Eric Church concert with a few friends. That'll be a fucking blast. I can already tell it'll be probably...
You don't know that. What if it's lukewarm water? You never know.
Like a honeybee beating on my screen.
Okay, that's good. That's all we got. Quickly, next episode, we have another interview. Kale, quickly tell who it is with.
Our interview for next podcast is with Lexi Winters.
Local influencer.
That's all we'll say for now.
We're excited.
That's all we're going to say. Check her out.
Give the girls perspective on a lot of things. Yeah, I think that's kind of... Tell us
what life is like as an influencer.
Yeah.
So, when we become that... Because our goal here is the Hour Podcast, but we also want to influence you guys to be great.
Good posture.
We're good podcast.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
We're podcast influencers.
The end of the podcast, I just choked on three words in a row. Good podcasters are influencers. It just took me like 10 times to spit that out.
So after you listen to this podcast, one, make sure you download. Make sure you follow our Instagram. But more importantly, fucking download.
Yeah, only one social media. All we ask is for just fucking Instagram download. Support, guys.
Download this video so we know the downloads, not just the plays, because people want to know the downloads. And make sure you come prepared to listen to our rating scales for the two events this weekend and listen to Lexi Winters in our next podcast.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, boys, girls, everyone. Peace out. Thank you all.
Peace out.
Peace out.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts. Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
I'm Matt Kundel, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.